Babe? We're really close, yeah? And you've told me about your, I don't know how to put it. But, yeah, that thing you mentioned earlier? I'd like to, explore it. Explore your, I don't know what else to call it, but, like, this headspace of yours. It's interesting because you're not a dog or a puppy like the ones I've known. You don't have a tail. You don't take a tail or a leather hood. You're definitely not subordinate either. Shh, shh. I know. I'm trying to phrase it in my own words, yeah? I want to understand this completely, to get it right, and the only way to do for me to do that is to put it in my own words, if and say what I've got in my head. Is that okay? Yeah? Good. Now, you know that I love you and that I accept you, right? Well, I do. I am definitely willing to go into this with you and explore it because I love you and I want you to be fulfilled and I care about you. It's not going to be easy because it's not like anything I've ever encountered before in my experience. I mean, I've had friends who are into dog/puppy play, and but they take on much more puppy-like roles. What you told me about is much more like being a little, and you're looking for something more like a gentle mommy, but that's not even that accurate. That's what I love about you. You're so very complex and interesting. Sweetheart, I'm not just doing this because I love you. I'm doing it because it intrigues me, and I think it is something that I can do. I also think it will be an interesting challenge for the both of us. Just relax. There's nothing to be afraid or concerned about. I'm with you in this, babe. You're my good boy. Oh, you like that, don't you? Mm-hmm. I thought you would. You really are my good boy, and I love you so very much. No. This is going to be a fluctuating arrangement, and we both need to understand that going in. Based on what you've told me so far, it really seems that you need me to examine the situation and determine what you need from me when you are in puppy space. That's not really going to be possible all the time. It's going to require some give and take, darling. You're going to have to help me out. Shh, I know. I know it's not easy for you to tell people what you need. I know that your past trauma makes it very difficult, if not impossible, for you to advocate for your own needs in those situations. But we're going to work on that together, alright? This is going to be a growing process for both of us, yeah? That's my good boy. I know you'll try really hard for Miss. Okay. I think I've got a pretty good handle on this. I know that you need something special because you are so unique. I've never known anyone like you. I wouldn't expect you to do anything like anyone else or everyone else, really. You're my special boy, aren't you? Right, cuddles are paramount. It's a good thing I love cuddling. I suppose it's also a very good thing that I love you so much. I love it when you giggle. You're so adorable. Yes, you are. You are so very adorable, sweetheart. There's no sense arguing. Miss is always right. You should know this by now. Miss will always protect you and keep you safe from whatever. Miss loves her, good boy. That's why we're here. I have something very special for you, boy. It's over there on the table beside the sofa. Why don't you grab it and bring it over here? You should know it when you see it. It's a shiny black box with a purple ribbon. There you go. Bring that over here, my good boy. Okay, sit here in front of me. Sit down so you can open the box with your surprise in it. Yeah, hon, that is just for you. Do you like it? You see how it has a nice soft lining so it will be comfortable against the skin of your neck? Here, let me take it so I can put it on you. Shh, it's all right. I need to put it on you, darling. It'll be okay. My good, good boy. This collar is a symbol of my love and affection for you. I place this collar around your neck and throat, promising to care for and protect you so long as you wear it. You are my dear, sweet puppy, my good, good boy, and I love you. When you feel frightened or lonely, reach your hand to this strip of leather and remember that your mistress has sworn to love and protect you and never abandon you. You will always be loved and cared for. I swear this before you as I clasp the buckle closed. If you ever should desire to be free, you have but to ask. If ever I am unable to carry out my duties as your mistress, I will release you. I take this sacred oath with grave severity and deepest love. You are now mine and I yours. We're official now, puppy. You are my puppy and I am your mistress. Come give Miss a hug. Good boy. I love you so very, very much, my sweet puppy. My good, good boy.